low. Me again, David Vincent, with you for the next 59 minutes on Radio 225. Good morning to you on this Tuesday morning, the 17th of Feb, 1976. I hope you're going to stay with us for the next hour or so. We've got plenty of good music lined up just for you. Thank Jolly Dwyer for the last hour here on 225, and also Bert Williams for the 2 hours prior to that, from 10 o'clock right through till midnight. As you've probably noticed, Bert is very, very shy indeed, and he won't say anything. We're trying to persuade him to speak. Maybe one of these fine nights he will do. He originally was going to tape music for you, but he tried it, and there were that many hassles in trying to tape music that he's decided to come into the studio and do it all live, as he has been doing tonight. He's been sitting here for 2 solid hours playing singles just for you. One of these nights we'll persuade him to talk, and you can hear his marvellous... I'm trying to think of a word to describe his accent. It's worse than mine, actually, come to think of it. And that's really saying something, to have an accent worse than mine. Extra, extra!
Just come here.
Hextra, read all about it. That's Ralph Carter, 16 years old and sounding like that. Very, very nice indeed. That was going to be my hit pick of this week. If you were listening last night, you might remember me saying that I'd probably pick that for my hit pick, but I've changed my mind. I've decided to make, I've forgotten the name of them now. I'm looking around for it. Oh, the Softones. That's it, the Softones' new single, That Old Black Magic. You'll be hearing that a little later on. That's going to be my record of the week. Right, after this next single, I've got a couple of dedications for you. Single you might remember reached the number one position. Woo! Back to 1974, David Essex. And a thing my agent keeps telling me. I'm gonna make you a star.
Oh, is he more, too much more than a pretty face? It's so strange the way he talks, it's a disgrace. Well, I know I've been out of style for a short while, but I don't care how cold you are. I'm gonna make you a star. Yeah. Well, he say, is it to his music? But I don't believe it. He just doesn't seem to understand the rock media. Well, I know I'm not super hip. Make you a star.
That's David Essex, a single which did reach the number one position and stayed there for many, many weeks, if my memory serves me correctly. Right, as I said earlier on, I've got a couple of dedications for you now. First one's going out to two friends of mine I've been with earlier on this I keep mixing my words up again. I did that last night. A couple of friends I've been with earlier this evening. They run a disco in a pub locally. The names are Graham, known as Brock and John. They run this marvellous disco I had the pleasure of working with earlier last year, early 75, that's right. Yeah, I was with them for about 3 months, and they always said to me, gonna make you a star, but nothing ever seemed to come of it. Anyway, Graham, otherwise known to his friends as Brock and John, and your disco and all your fans, this one's just for you.
Transpender now!
Twin spin now. I think we better do two. Oh, we've started already with the wrong jingle. This is Osa Bisa.
Everybody, do what you're doing. Smile will bring a sunshine day. Everybody, do what you're doing. Smile will bring a sunshine day.
Everybody, do what you're doing. Your smile will bring a sunshine day. Everybody, do what you do. Your smile will bring a sunshiny day.
Everybody, do what you do. Your smile will bring a sunshine day. Everybody, do what you're doing. Smile will bring a sunshine day.
two in a row for Graham and John from that marvellous, marvellous disco that I've been with tonight. Two singles coming from Crispy and Company, Get It Together, and before that we heard, who did we hear before that? Osabisa and their new thing, Sunshine Day. Okay, I'm going to dedicate another one to them because I've got one handy. This is a re-release sound from Chubby Checker. Checker and a re-release single originally made in 64 and re-released about 2 or 3 or 4 weeks ago, maybe more, I can't quite remember, at the Disco Tay. Right, the time is very nearly 20 past 1 o'clock, the name is David Vincent, the show is the David Vincent Show, or if you prefer the David Vincent Disaster, whichever you like, we don't mind, because usually it is a disaster, and with 40 minutes to go, anything could happen, believe me. Once again, this is a single I played about 3 nights ago. One of my all-time favourites. The thing I'm going to dedicate once again to Alan and Margaret. Because I know they share my liking of it. This is a track taken from the album Can't Buy a Thrill, coming from Steely Dan.
Drag you by your feet.
Once again, the sounds of Steely Dan, taken from the album Can't Buy a Thrill, dedicated to Alan and his beautiful wife Margaret, dare I say it. He'll probably lay one on me next time I see him. Think I'll fancy his wife. That's Steely Dan, Do It Again. Okay, it's time for my record of the week, and I can't find the proper jingle for this. So, what's this? Mr. Plod. I've just had a note put in front of me. It says, Mr. Plod. I assume that, of course, Mr. Plod, it's all falling into place now. This is a private joke, evidently, between Johnny Dwyer and a certain other party who is listening at this moment. Am I supposed to say anything else about Mr. Plod, or just Mr. Plod?
Picks this hit too.
Oh, Mr. Plod picks this hit too. Go, go, charge! No, I can't sing the jingles. Bad enough having to play these things we've got. I haven't got a hit pick jingle yet. Johnny Dwyer is going to do some production tomorrow on tape for our hit pick jingles. So in the meantime, this one will have to do.
All the DJs say, this one's on its way. It's the cream of the crop. It's the thing of the pops. Here's tomorrow's top to today.
Thank you.
Soft Tones, brand new single on the Avco record label, in your shops next week, a week on Friday it is, Friday the 27th of Feb, that comes on sale. That's my hit pick all this week, and a spiffing record it is too. That's going to go down a bomb in the discos, I can tell you. It'll probably make the top 20 as well, if I had my way. Sorry about that, I'm just turning my head away to move this cup of coffee, which I nearly spilled. Johnny Dwyer has just come back into the studio and brought me a cup of coffee, which is very, very welcome, I can tell you. Right, it's very nearly 1:30, halfway through the show. We've got about 32 minutes or so to go, and here we go again. I've run out of things to say, so I'll get off the air mighty fast. By the way, when I played that last jingle, you might have heard another one coming over on the top of it. Johnny Dwyer was in convulsions all over the floor, gesticulating to me to switch the monitor off, because the monitor is pretty near the microphone, and with my headphones on I can't hear it. So if you heard a jingle coming through, this was the one you heard.
Remember, you heard it, probably that's to it, a long time ago. Now's your chance to relive it with Living Radio.
So lonesome, I see you are feeling blue. Ain't no use in staying at home. I know what you should do.
Come on over to my place. Hey girl, we're having a party.
Tonight. Now you don't need the address to find out where we'll be, 'cause you can't help but hear the music halfway down the street. So baby,
come on over to my place.
Come on. When we get tired of dancing, things start getting slow. That's the real best part of the evening, to turn the lights down low. So baby, baby,
come on over to my place.
Hey girl,
we're having a party.
Come on over to my place. 1965 sounds of the Drifters. You danced to it and romanced to it a long time ago, and now you can relive it on Living Radio, Radio 225, the Living Radio. My name's David Vincent. It's just gone 1:30, and this is David Ruffin. Johnny Dwyer busily munching on cheese on toast behind me.
Take the place of you. It's just a fear that builds within me every time you touch my hand, and a dread that shakes my body, and
that even I don't understand. So I'm leaving. I don't understand it, but I know it's gonna take everything I've got to keep walking out the door. But the hands that get around me will let me go someday. And I'd rather leave you holding on than pushing me away.
Number 10 this week, David Ruffin on the Tamla Motown label. I'm going to walk away from love. In 25 minutes time I'll be walking away from the studios and home to bed. Oh, roll on. I'd like to say good morning to everybody who's working this morning, all you taxi drivers and factory workers, and anybody else who happens to be listening who's working. We'd like to wish you a very good morning. You've got an advantage on us. You can stay in bed all day while we're up, you see, although you're working now. Right, I'd like to tell you a little thing here about Johnny Dwyer, actually. He's munching cheese on toast behind me, and he's always skitting at me on his programme, as you've probably realised by now. And the thing is, most of them are lies. Because if you remember, the other night he accused me of blowing fuses, when in fact what he'd done, he tried to make himself a cup of coffee and he put the electric kettle switch in upside down. And it was nothing to do with me. I was on my way to the studio at the time. I think it was last Tuesday or Wednesday night, listening on the car radio. And then later on, what else was it he said to me? Well, or said about me? What was it, John?
Well, I don't know. There were so many things.
They're all lies. It's all blatant lies, I can tell you. I am usually getting here to the studio at about 5 or 10 minutes before my program's due to go on. I drive down here listening to this fiasco that he puts out between 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock, and there's lies being churned out over your wireless set about me, David Vincent, about being a disaster. And nothing ever happens to me, really. It's not me, it's him. But he blames them on me. Well, actually, you see, although his name's John Dwyer, we call him Spin Dwyer down here in the studio. Spin Dwyer to us. Because if you could see the state of him, you'd realise why. Well, he looks like he's just climbed out of a Spin Dwyer. His hair's sticking out all over the place, covering his eyes and his face, which I suppose is an advantage, really. His trousers. If you could see him now, his trousers. They look as if he's just climbed out of bed after wearing them for about 12 hours. And his jacket, well, there's only one way to describe his jacket, really. I suppose it's a sort of dinner jacket. It's got all dinner all down the front of it.
As time goes by, you will see that we're going to be free.
You and me, we'll touch the sky. Can't you see in your mind?
Side,
oh, yeah.
I will be,
oh, yeah.
When this crazy world is free,
free from doubt, when it finds out exactly what we've been through.
that we're growing to be free.
You and me will touch the sky. Can't you see in your mind's eye that we are one?
That was a real moldy goldy oldie for it there on the Motown label, the powerful sounds of the Four Tops. They don't make records like that anymore. That's the thing entitled Simple Game. 20 to 2 is the time. 225 is the station. My name's David Vincent and this is Smokey.
Rock and roll to me, that ain't the way it's meant to be. I ain't so blind that I can't see. Just let it lie, let it be. So
don't play your rock and roll,
no.
Don't play your rock and roll,
no.
Don't play your rock and roll
to me. Oh, well I know you think I'm crazy hanging around, but I was sort of hoping you'd change from the girl I found. But your words just sound like rock and roll lines to me, and they're just about as burnt out as a worn out 45, and you can't expect them to keep our love alive. Oh. Don't play your rock and roll to me. That ain't the way it's meant to be. I ain't so blind that I can't see. Just let it lie, let it be. So
don't play your rock and roll,
no.
Don't play your rock and roll,
no.
Don't play your rock and roll.
Well, I guess you had me fooled for a while. With your come on looks and your Mona Lisa smile. But your rock and roll is getting out of time for me. Go sing your lines to someone else, cause someone else may be the fool you always thought you saw in me. Oh. Don't play your rock and roll to me. That ain't the way it's meant to be. I ain't so blind that I can't see. Just let it lie, let it be.
Don't play your rock and roll,
no.
Don't play your rock and roll,
no.
Don't play your rock and roll
to me.
Don't play your rock and roll.
That's Smokey.
Don't play your rock and roll. Don't play your rock and roll to me.
Don't play your rock and roll to me.
Just let it lie, let it be.
Oh, don't play your rock and roll to
don't
me.
Don't play your rock and roll.
On Mickey Most's Rack record label, Smokey there for you. It's very nearly quarter to two. We've got about 17 minutes left before we have to leave you. I hope you're all enjoying the show so far. I'm very, very tired. I'll be glad to get to bed tonight. But I'm enjoying doing the show anyway. That's one thing. Johnny Dwyer has left the studio. I believe he's gone off in a huff. It must have been something I said about him. I don't know whether I've offended him. If he comes back before 2 o'clock, I'll let you know whether he's offended or not. He probably is. He's probably gone to the toilet or something silly like that. Right, we've got a quick word from Mr. Plod for you now. To all you who know who Mr. Plod is, you'll realise what he means by this. Okay, Mr. Plod, take it away.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you
fire.
That's a 1968 that time, The Crazy World of Arthur Brown, otherwise known as Mr. Plod, and a thing called Fire. We've got about 12 minutes to go, 13 minutes to go. Oh, John Dwyer has arrived back. He hasn't got a cob on with me, after all. He'd only been out to get some more coffee, so he's not offended, at least I don't think so. He's not showing it if he is, anyway.
See?